So we came off saying that we have Kachim that had work done with it, that was told that had avoided done with it, that was worked with. You would think from a Kal V'Chomer maybe that it's a problem to bring it as a carbon. It's a problem to bring it up on the Mizbeach as a sacrifice. Kamash Malon, we learn from the extra word ba in the pasuk by that by Egla Rufa. There's an extra ba in the pasuk of Egla Rufa that tells you that it's ba specifically by Egla Rufa and not by Kachim. So that, how do we know that again, how do we know that Kachim is so confusing? How do we know that Kachim that you work with your ladder bring? Because ba was my mind and said that the buck stops by Egla Rufa and does not continue on to Kachim. Yes, it does continue on to Paradumo. That's because it has a special Xeris of Kosev. But to just learn it out to Kachim, you can't because of the word Ba. But without the word Ba, I would think you could. And the word Ba now stops. Now, Frekting Mara, who says that's true? The Kachim delay Pasu Behu Avoy de Mehachan after. That's not true. We knew without this Ba. Kachim that was delay Pasu Behu Avoy, though, that Avoida does not make them puzzle. Yeah, from here was learned out. Mehasanafka. No, that's not very wrong. Mehachanafka, it's learned that from here? From Ba? No, Mehasanafka, it's learned that from this Pasik. The Pasik says, what?
Translate that again.
So it's all a question. The Kachim, the Loi, Pasla Bua, Avoida, Mehachanafka, is it learned out from Ba? Is Kachim that it doesn't become puzzle if you do work with it, meaning that a cow that you did, you plow your field with, you are allowed to bring as a carbon. We learn it out from the meat of Ba. No, we learn it out. May Hassan Afka from this pasuk we learn it out and not from the meat of Ba. Klar? Good? Michael, it's good?
Sure.
Okay. So now, you know, going to have to help me over here with the tight words. It says in the pasuk, Averes, Oy Shavar, Oy Charitz, Oy Abeles, Oy Garuv, Oy Yalefes, Lo Yisak Hivu Eilel Hashem. Yeah? That you're not allowed to bring carbonis with these specific psulim and mumin. These are not allowed to bring. Now, if the Oyim wants to translate, it's not 100% necessary for our sugya, but if anyone knows the translation.
Blind animals, ones that have broken limbs, or one that have a split eyelid, or one that has a wart, or dry skin, or yalefis is moist skin.
Wow.
Like Lo Sakrivu, you should not bring them.
Lo Sakrivu, Eila, these, right?
Yes.
Lashem. So the main word that we need is Eila, that these momim are a problem, but, right? Eila, only with these specific momim.
These right? Exact
translation.
One more time.
What?
I'll just do it one more time.
Sure.
Okay? Haritz, a split eyelid. Yabel is one with a wart. Garab, dry skin.
Yalepis
is moist skin.
Right. But the oilam should not get caught up in this. It's not 100% important.
Right. The thing is, Ella.
For this specific word, the point is, Ela, these women pose a problem for Kachin. Right? Ela, Iatamaka. These you can't bring as a carbon. Avo, but. What?
Sorry.
Avo, Atamakriv. But you can bring kachim, carbonis, shenevdo behen avoido, eila, you can bring those with these five women than that. Rabbi Patel beautifully types for us is those you can't bring. But something that shenevdo behen avoido, something that was worked with in a work, aka you plowed your field, etc., or anything that would be considered avoido, that you are allowed to bring. So now, if that's true, and it is true, then why do we need the meat of Ba? Why do we need the meat of Ba? The meat of Ba is no longer needed to teach me this then. We know this then from the word Eile. Good? It's true, you need it. What do you need? Silence, we still need Ba. It's true, we need. What do we need? We need Ba. Sakadadachamina. I would have thought to say Hani Mili. Hani Mili. Sal Kedaita Chamina, I would have thought to say Hani Mili. When do we say those words? Heicha. When? The Ovad Behen Avoidas Heter. When you did Avoidas What?
Yeah.
When you did an avodah, you did a work. When you did a, what would be a good word for a more sophisticated word for work? Like somebody goes, somebody works. It's like a work. When you did labor with it, okay. When you did labor with it of heter. No, because I just want to differentiate from like avodah. Like you could do carbon and you could do the avodah basically. You did labor of het, yeah. Avla avodas iser, but when you did labor of iser, emelitzru, then I would think maybe over there you're not allowed to bring a carbon that someone did an avodas iser with. Tzricha, so that's what we need it for, yeah. Now, what's avodas heter? Avodas heter is regular plenary field. What will be avodas iser? So avodas iser is l'chayra. Rashi says, let's say you do loch on Shabbos, let's say you plow your field on Shabbos, that would be avodas iser, Rashi on the left side. If you're going to Shabbos, or you kalayim b'shor v'chamor, or you do, there's an iser, there's a pasuk in the Torah, and I'll leisach sem shor v'chamor yachav, you're not allowed to put two animals together, that's called kalayim, right? You're not allowed to mix these two animals together, so you did an avera with these animals, and I'm using that word loosely because there is a situation where if you use an aveda, like an Estan Zaino or Mechir Kalev, which might not even be an Avera, but Estan Zaino definitely is, again, it's not necessarily an Avera, it probably is an Avera. You could look at Mechis Chinuch and decide if it's yeah, an Avera, not an Avera, what situations, yeah, no. But the point is there is such a concept, a little bit, that if something that was done, that Isser was used with it, then you wouldn't be allowed to bring it for carbon. It's got very specific things, which would be Estan Zayin Mechir Kelev, but you would have a Havamina that maybe also if you did Isser Shabbos, or you did a different Isser, you did something that Hashem doesn't want with this animal, you won't be allowed to bring it. Kamash Malan Ba! Then no, that extra Ba teaches me that.
So the Isser is the Ba is needed because you might have thought that
Avoidus Isser would ruin the carbon from being able to be brought as a carbon, right? No, it's fine. Yeah, even though you did Isser Shabbos. Good? Is it clear? It's very confusing. I don't know if anyone wants thing. I also found it very confusing. We'll go over again something.
It's confusing, it's gonna take a daytime review, not
a night. Okay, fine. No, I'm just saying this is still review.
Yeah.
This is mamish, ma'oid. It's a hard sugya. It's very continuous.
Would it be too much to ask everybody, you can zarbi everybody, to just from the top of the Gemara walk through the? No.
What do you say?
Zarb.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
No, right. It means no. Okay, let's go.
Fine. Vahanami, yeah, for sure we're gonna go straight to the dot, that's for sure, then we'll decide after. Vahanami, so frankly more, Vahanami me hochanafka, this that an animal that a forbidden labor was done with it is still okay to be brought as a carbon. Vahanami, this halacha that an animal that was forbidden labor is done with it is still okay to be brought as a carbon. Mehachanapka, this one we also learn out from a pasuk, and we don't need ba. This one we also learn from a pasuk. Miyad ben Echar, what's the pasuk? Umiyad ben Echar, lo yisakrivu es lechem elikechem. Yeah? Ikol eile. Okay? That's all that the pasuk that the Gemara brings down.
What's
that
pasuk mean?
I'm going to translate Miyad ben Echar from the hands of a foreigner, stranger. Lo yisakrivu, you should not. You shouldn't bring his carbon, or lechem literally means bread. Lechem lekechem means the lechem of Hashem, which would be carbonus. We call Eila from these. Yeah.
Ben
Echor is referring to a
goy. What are we talking when we say all these? All what?
Meaning. So we have a second time that is brought. Meaning. Obviously, a goy is allowed to bring. Is allowed to bring a
korban.
Right. So what does Mikael mean? It's referring to, I think there's two, I don't have it 100% clear, but I think that there's two types of that there's another type of mum that a guy by them is not a mum by us. It is a mum. It's negated by the city of Kamsa by Kamsa maybe, but the point is that you have another pasuk that says Mikol Eile from all these. So meaning, and a goy does malacha on Shabbos also, right? And a goy would do, I mean, that's one chat. Like, I'm just going to go with that. Okay. A goy could do malacha on Shabbos, or he could do isser with it, he could do shar and chamor, whatever it would be. And me call Eila, that you're not allowed to bring, but you're allowed to bring, let's say, from a goy, the pasuk ends over there, meaning specifically their mum, specifically their. Meaning a carbon that a guy would bring that would have even a mum, right? That you're not allowed to bring, right? But a regular carbon you are allowed to bring. So really the question is, why do you need the double Eile, right? What do you need? You have Eile before. That you told me teaches you regular malacha. Now we're saying that this second pasuk, which is seemingly repetitive, would teach me the Eile of that pasuk, would teach me the malacha of Isser. So now the question is really, what's the connection between the guy and malach of Isser? So I threw in I saw a pshat that maybe because they could do malach, they might be doing malach on Shabbos with it, which is really not a problem. So I don't like the pshat so much. But that idea that there's certain Isser that they do, but you're still allowed to bring their carbon. When you're not allowed to bring the guy's carbon, like the way the pasuk ends off, when it has a mum, when it has a woo, whatever, it has this mum, right? A certain type of whatever type of mum, maybe it's a special mum by a guy. That you're not allowed to bring. But what's the Eile? What's the extra word Eile? The extra word Eile is coming to teach me the thing. Now I'm going to look over here for a sec. But yeah. That's that.
So is this a, like a Dechia on the last? I mean.
Yeah. So yeah. Question, so they're saying you don't, so you still don't need both.
But then after LLK,
we answered that call
Eile, then I'm now saying you don't need both.
I thought you needed only for malacha, mutter, that's what's excluded. But malacha is obviously you cannot bring that animal. So I need God to tell me that malacha, even malacha is so I can drink it. Gemara, no. I have another pasuk that tells me that
it's seemingly repetitive. It says Miyah Ben Echer, also you, from a Ben Echer, from the guy, you also shouldn't bring a carbon that has a mum. Okay, so maybe they have a special mum that they think is not a mum, but still, there's no halacha that's different technically. And a guy's allowed to bring a carbon, right? A guy's allowed to bring a carbon. It's just not allowed, if it has a mum, you're not allowed to take it. Even if it's from a guy, you're not allowed to take it. Even if he doesn't consider it a mum, you're still not allowed to take it because it has a mum. Right? So the question is, there's an extra Eile here. What's this like? It is repetitive, right? So we say we're learning out from there, it's teaching us this halacha that forbidden labor is still okay to bring carbon. Specifically, the only thing that would prevent something from being brought as a carbon is if it has a mum. And we have that in the pasuk number, that we'll call it Dalet and pasuk Hey, right? And pasuk Dalet and Hey. We have twice the tongue, specifically Eile, specifically things with mums you can't bring. But carbonis that were worked on either mutter, at pasuk 1, or aser, pasuk 2, we call Eile, it's twice Eile you can't bring. With mum you can't bring, one time teaches me mutter de kemalacha. Right? Eile the second time teaches me mum you can't bring, but you can bring from things that were done forbiddenly. And the Melo we're left with, again, what is Ba here to teach us? Good, no good.
No, I'm not good.
What?
No, I don't have any of this. Sounds good.
From where?
Can we go to the dot and then say the whole thing again?
Yeah, I don't mind doing that. I happen to think that it's that even for you to listen to this last line, because no, just me. I'm going to explain to you the question very simple. What's the word ba? There's an extra word ba that's teaching me something. Yeah, what's that here to teach me? Yeah, sometimes it helps to know the end. Yeah, so this is what it's come teaching. So finally, the Gemara at Itzrich, the last word on the line. Over here. Just following from there. It's true, yeah. Itzrich. What do we need the word ba for? Sal kedai dechamina. I would have thought hanimili hechad da'av behen kishein chulin. I would have thought that, let's say, so I'm going to speak it out outside mostly, but basically, let's say I take an animal, right, and I do work with it, right, and when it's chulin, when it's not yet created into a carbon, when it was not muktish, when it wasn't given over, l'gavaya wasn't given over to the base minish to be a carbon, that would be fine. And all the drashas that we said now, whether you did work that was mutter, or whether you did work with it that was forbidden, labor that was forbidden or not forbidden, doesn't matter. That's all till it became a carbon. Avol, over behend kishen kachin, but you did work, you did labor with it when it became already a carbon. Emolitzer, then I would say that it becomes aser, and you don't have any limud or any need for that. Tzricha, that's what Baal's teaching me. So at the end of it, what's Baal teaching me? Baal's teaching me that if once it became a carbon, you did work with it, even so, you had to plow a field, even so, as long as it doesn't have a mum, it is, you're allowed to still bring it as a carbon. You're allowed to still bring it as a carbon.
Even after you're mocked.
Even after you made it a carbon and it's kachim, it's osir, you're forbidden. You're taka forbidden. It's osir to use kachim, to use a carbon to plow your field. They're not allowed to. Even hektish can if they have fields. What?
You're saying, but if you did do it.
But if you did.
You can still bring it.
You could still. Like you would think it's osir. Baal teaches me that it's still allowed to be brought as a carbon.
But without Baal.
Then I would have. No. This is what Ba is needed for.
Ba comes to Jesus Chiddush that you can't bring this.
How do I know I should do it though? How do I know I should plow my?
I am Shom in the Hilchas Kachim.
Okay.
You're
going
to
do
Hilchas Kachim.
All right. Now we're not doing today. All right. I thought it was.
Where's Reb Michael? If we're going to go it over, let's get him. Let's slap him in.
I'm going to bring you for dinner or something.
Oh, you're saying he's not. Fine.
Mikhail?
He's on a phone call.
Okay.
You want to text him that we're going to start over in the beginning?
Yeah.
I think he's right there.
I probably will get fired after going over, but I think I feel it's worth it. What do you think?
It's fine.
What do you think? You're 100%. You want to go from the top.
It doesn't really matter.
You gave up on this one.
Where's the top? Where's
the Vihei Mum. That's it. From the beginning.
I found it by Michael by Simcha.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he's Simcha.
It's only one of those.
Yeah, this one is beyond. This one's beyond.
It's supposed to not be.
But I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna try to like. Meaning, I don't want to get caught on the Yabelas and the Eva and that stuff. This thing, fine.
No, the word Eva, that was good.
Yeah, okay.
Well, don't you call Eva a mute?
Yeah, Eva would be a mute.
Right, that's what I said.
Yeah. Eva. Okay, so now, the Gemara starts off like this. The Gemara, I'm gonna speak it out more outside than inside, hopefully, yeah? Yehei mum paisel be'egla, yeah? And let from the top of the, from the first word in the Gemara. Yehei mum paisel be'egla mikav v'chemes. So now, let, effectively more like this. Egla, we know, has what? The egla rufa. Egla, if you're bringing this egla rufa, it's less than a year old, the top. Right? Where are you? Where are you?
Where did you start from?
Oh, I thought we started from the top.
Oh, you went all the way to the top.
No. Where did the egla want to start from? I'm sorry. Okay, I can start from any.
Oh, no. I thought you were just doing the last eight lines again. Sorry.
Where's the item Klar from?
I'm not. No.
I know the item knew other things. This is Mamish Rough Gemara, but which?
I know
what
I wrote outside from the beginning of
the
Gemara. I think that'll be helpful.
Fine. So I'm going to run through it as quick as I can answer. So Gemara starts with the Egla Rufa, right? You have an egla rufa, which is has to be less than a year old, and we know that it's not allowed to have an ol, it's not allowed to have ever done work, right? And then we carry to you. So now the Gemara says, let's learn it out, right? So let's learn out that not only is it not allowed to have a yoke, not only is it allowed to be over a year. Also, it's not allowed to have a mum. Just like any carbon, it's not allowed to have a mum, right? So now the Gemara says, how do we learn that out? From a Kal V'Chomer, I would learn that out from a Kal V'Chomer. Now what? Just like a Parah Aduma, right? That the years don't make a problem, and it's allowed to be any age of Parah Aduma, but a mum, but I don't even know how to translate more than a wound.
A defect,
a blemish, yeah. Poiselba, that a mum, that a defect will make render it, right, unusable. An egla, right, this egla rufa, that the years render it possible, that render it forbidden, right? Is it not a kal v'chomer that it should also, a mum should make it a problem, right? So meaning that's Gemara's question, meaning that we should also have mum by egla rufa, because we see that paraduma which has less than it, right? And they and that has mum that would make it render it a problem. So for sure also egla rufa, yeah? So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good kal v'chomer, because over there it says, you have a pasuk that it says asher ein bo mum, right? There's a pasuk that specifically says that it can have a mum, but and it has the word, and in that pasuk there's a miyad. The miyad means that it's excluding something. What's a miyad? It says ba, right? Because it says the word ba, so ba, it, what's it? Ba, specifically paraduma, that's where mum is a problem. Ba, everywhere else, mum will not be a problem. Why? Because built into the problem of mum by paraduma is this miyad, is this thing keeping it back of ba. There's ba that keeps mum by paraduma. So that's why there won't be a problem of mum by egla rufa, right? So zak the Gemara, yeah? So now, so the Gemara says that if so, that there's, we know that there's something called avoida, right? There's all different types of work that a egla rufa, yeah, is that egla rufa that would forbid, that would make an egla rufa possible. Yeah, there's all types of work that would make an egla rufa possible. So now, because anytime it says the word ba, because you just taught me that anytime it says the word ba, it's a miyad, it's an exclusion. So it said, where do we know sharavaydus? Where do we know all types of work are a problem, right? Is from egla rufa, and it also says the word ba, and it also says the word ba, and we learn, and before the word ba, we learn out from egla rufa back to paraduma, that all types of work that would render an egla rufa puzzle, render it unusable, render a paraduma unusable. And where do we know that from? We learn that from egla rufa, but egla rufa also says ba, so the buck should stop there with the ba. The ba should also be memai, the ba should also exclude and say, no, that's specifically by egla rufa, you can't learn that the paraduma. Yeah? So now, and we know that a paraduma, right, we know from Rabbi Yehuda, that a paraduma also has all the problems, all the psulim, all the avoidus, all the labor that would render it unusable, the same as a gorufa. So obviously, ba isn't doing that, right? So the Gemara says, no, you have to understand that it's different. That because even the paraduma is learned out, it's a kasev, whatever it is, and the word ba is that we find by para is blocking mum from leaving paraduma, but the word ba that we find by egla rufa is not preventing things from leaving egla rufa. Why? Because ba is used for something. What's ba used for? So ba is used to teach me that kachim that you did work with, kachim, any karbonis, kachim, karbonis that you did work with, ba would teach me that it's that carbon is still allowed. You would think that the carbon that did work can't be brought, right? But teaches me that the carbon may be brought. Yeah, are we following so far? So now I'm going to stop here and just summarize the rest of the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to go through now. Is that so that we learn out from ba? But we could find other places to learn out the halachos and the dinim of kachim. That you did an eser. Isser. Ayla, like, and Ayla twice, Ulster, then the marks come down. So what do we use Ba for? Ba's used to teach us one small din in Kachim that if once it became a carbon, there's no pasuk to teach me that once it became a carbon and you did work with it, that it would still be good. Yeah? So that's what Ba is coming to teach me, and that's why it's not a problem to learn out Paraduma from Egla Arufa, because the Ba is used to teach me a certain halacha in Kachim. Which halacha? That was the whole nitty-gritty Gemara, figuring out which halacha, right? And then once
that's why it doesn't go too
right. Let's go back forth till it figures out what exactly do we need buffer for which thing. And then, but once we use up us, and then we're answering our original question, which is why in the world doesn't Ba prevent Egla Arufa from being able to be learned two paradumas? Meaning really should stop and say that all these labors that render the Egla Arufa should be specific to the Egla Arufa and should not be able to learn that of paraduma because of the word Ba. But no, because we use Ba for something else. What we use for is the whole long Gemara that we just did, right? Fine. So that's why Ba is not. That's why Ba is out of the way and will now allow us to learn out the dinim from Egla Arufa to paraduma. I hope I gave a little bit of clarity. Now, meaning
even not so big.
Right, it's not so big. Yeah. Okay. Should we go weiter or should we go chazer, do 5 minutes weiter?
I'd prefer to learn up from Bruce now.
But well, let's start with Tumble. We should go drop weiter?
What?
It was an option. Could be it's worth it to just, I don't know, whatever you guys decide.
My vote's for Bruce, but I can be about it.
Let's do a few lines.
That's what if you want. So Gufa, yeah? So now Gufa, we just spoke out this halacha. Gufa, we just spoke out this halacha. What halacha? The halacha of Amar Yehuda Amar Rab. There, Yehuda said in the name of Rab. He niach, you put on it oyda shel sakin, you put on it a bundle of, I think that's, I don't know if that's how he touched it. Yeah, yeah, bundle of sack, which is, I think, bags, right? Sacks, whatever. Psula, it becomes puzzle. That's by a paraduma. And by the Egla Arufa Achetima Sheikh, until it pulls it, until it actually walks a little, then it's considered like a mutzan. So it's a little bit of a lower madrega. Yeah? Good? Meisve, effect of Gemara, the Gemara asks a question. Right? That you're telling me that a par, that the para becomes puzzle, ayide masa becomes puzzle, ayide carrying, even though it didn't pull it, I mean, just the fact that it rested on the para aduma, just the fact that it rested, we just started the next part of the Gemara Gufa, yeah? Just the fact that it rested on top of the cow by a para aduma renders it as if work was done with it, but by Egla Rufa, it does not render it possible till it walks a little, till it schleps it a little bit, till it moishes it, till it pulls it a little. So, fact the Gemara, right? It says in the pasuk, "Asher lo yaleh ol," that it never had on it at all. Ain li ela ol. I would think that means, yeah, that dafka is something that never had an ol on it. But shara avoidus, other types of work, right? Minayin. How do you know? How would you know it? How you know that other types of work is a problem? Maybe specifically all, but maybe if it plowed your field, I don't know. Maybe plowing your field is also an all. It's also a yoke. But let's say there would be some other type of thing. You made it kick down a wall. Yeah, I don't know if that would be a problem. I'm just saying, whatever. Use your imagination. If it's shower, right? That's a different type of work. Mm-hmm. So you say amrit kavuchomer. You're gonna say a kavuchomer. Uma egla, right? Just like in egla rufa, there's making a kavchemer, just like in egla rufa, she'in mum, about that in mum, a blemish does not render it forbidden, right? Does not render it unusable. Shara by these places, but what does render it unusable? If you do any type of work, right? Shara by these places, but any type of work passes it. Para, right? A paraduma, right? Again, I don't know if I was clear because I'm copying now. I don't think I was. So we're asking the Macy's on paraduma. On paraduma, that pasuk of oil is by paraduma. Yeah, by paraduma. So how will we maybe specifically? Oh, by paraduma, how we know shara by this? So we're making kavu chaymer from egla rufa, saying just like egla rufa, that a mum doesn't passel it, but other work will passel it. Other work will render it unusable. Para shemum paisalba, very similar to the gemara we just did, right? Para shemum paisalba, a para that the mum does passel it, right? The blemish does make render it forbidden. Ainu din, is it not a kavu chaymer? Is it not understood that sheshar avoidus, that the rest, or that the, not the rest, other types of work besides the work besides all, not only all shar avoidus, any type of work, poison ball would render it forbidden. Yeah. Klar. So now the brisa continues. Yeah, this is all a condensed brisa. V'im nafshach loymar, and if you're going to want to say, v'im nafshach loymar, and if you're going to want to say that you're going to, that wow, we could upshlug the kal v'chemer, that we can ask up the kal v'chemer, that we could say this is not a good kal v'chemer, v'im nafshach loymar, and if you're going to want to say, nemar kan, it says over here, oh. It says over here in the pasuk, by paraduma, it says oh, right? V'nemar lahalon, and it says later on, all by where, by egla rufa. It says by, so you find all. We had the exeris akasav earlier. It says all by paraduma, and it says all by egla rufa. Yeah? Mal halon shar avoidus places, but just mal halon, just like over there, shar avoidus places, but the other work render it unusable. Afkan, also over here, shar avoidus places, but also here, that other ways. Also by paraduma, other ways are going to pass it. So basically, we're going to stop. But the point is like this: is that the Gemara is asking a question. How do you know? We bring down this brisa, right? We know the halacha from Yehuda Merav that says that if Yehuda Merav says that if you put an O on the paraduma, it renders it forbidden, right? And agarufa only if it pulls it, and we learn from there really what he's saying is that paraduma is more chamer than egla rufa, right? And but of course anything that forbids an egla rufa would be forbidden by a paraduma. So the Gemara brings down a brisa mace that the brisa says maceve. How do we know that this is true that paraduma has all these types of work would render forbidden as maybe specific to if you put something on its back, and who says that if it does other work it would be forbidden? Maybe that's a special by egla rufa. Who says that then is true by paraduma? So Gemara says, oh, I'll tell you why, because it's a kal v'chaymer. Just like paraduma, which a mum makes it unusable, right, makes it unusable, right? And egla rufa, maybe I'm saying it backwards, I probably am. Yeah, I am. Egla rufa that a mum doesn't passel it, right? Egla rufa that a mum does not make it unusable, but work does make it unusable. Paraduma that a mum makes it unusable, for sure any type of work should make it unusable. Now let's say you don't like that kal v'chaymer. Let's say you don't like the kal v'chaymer. I can tell you because you have a kash on it. What the kash is, the Gemara didn't say. The Gemara will discuss it later, but the Gemara doesn't say what the kash is. The Gemara says, I have a drasha, I can learn out from the drasha. It just says the word ol over here, and it says by paraduma, and it says the word ol by egla rufa, and I learn it out from there. And here we're going to stop, and the Gemara is going to discuss this brisa upcoming. All right.